Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman back on the show, too, ladies and gentlemen. Karen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, coming up on her 10th anniversary later this year as a member of our Brain Trust, she's the president of Speak for Yourself. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches and Selling, as well as another book. She also is a relative of a guy named Albert Einstein you might have heard about, and which explains why we think she's such a smart person. Karen Cortell Reisman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Karen. You know, most of the great leaders in history were good storytellers. They were able to convey their vision, their ideas, their ideals, their values, their mission, their goal in life. They were able to communicate that to other people and get them to follow them.
Well, a great leader inspires everyone to take action. And you inspire people to take action with more than just the data. As I tell all of my clients over all these many years of being president of Speak for Yourself, a compelling presentation, and that presentation, by the way, is every time you open your mouth. A compelling presentation is never, never just about the data.
Mm-hmm.
It's about telling your story. And what I want to talk to our listeners today about is not only telling stories, but telling the story about your business.
Well, one of the things, Karen, one of the things...
What is your business story?
Karen, one of the things that that I want to make sure we point out is that for a long, long time, small business owners just showed up and opened their door. The product was there. Sure, they sold it. Yeah, they put their best foot forward with the customer. But even though we have this long history of many people becoming great storytellers, it hasn't always been part of the business world. And today, more and more in the 21st century, in what I'm calling the age of the customer, all of us have got to become better at storytelling, which includes becoming publishers. What do you think?
Well, what I want to really talk about, and I agree with that too, you have to, if you can communicate more effectively, then you can write more effectively, and then you can publish what you're talking about on your website or in your blog. I want to talk this morning about how you can communicate your business story. And I have some compelling information here. And the source, I would definitely like to share with you the source, is a gentleman named Simon Sinek, who wrote a book called Start With Why. And what we tend to do, Jim, is when we talk to people about, people will ask you, what do you do? And that's what you tell them. You tell them the what. The what about your business, which is the product or service or company, whatever you're selling, that's not compelling. That's not. So you go one step deeper. Instead of talking about the what you do, talk about the how you get there, which is your unique selling proposition, and then get to the heart of what you are trying to convey. And that's the why, the W-H-Y. Your company's why is its purpose. What drove you, those listening this morning, what drove you to start your business in the first place? What beliefs do you have? What are you trying to accomplish? If you can answer those questions, then you are going to be able to tell the story of your business. Why do you get out of bed every morning?
But doesn't that story, as we tell it to customers, that story must have something in it for the customer, not just about us, right? I mean, it has to include more than just about us. It's got to have. There's got to be something in it for them.
That's right, and it allows the customer to connect with us on a different level than just, let's say, the product
mm-hmm.
or the service. They connect on a deeper level. The why is what people remember about your business, and storytelling is among the best ways to communicate your company's purpose and make it stick.
One of the best examples that I can think of, Karen, I'm sure you've seen this, is to go into a little, quaint little small-town restaurant, and before you even know whether the food's any good, on the front of the menu, or maybe right on the inside, is a little story about how the restaurant got started. And already, before you have ever eaten any of their food, to know whether it's any good or not, you're already connecting. You already like this little place. What do you think?
That's a great example. You start reading a little bit about the history, and I bet in there is the original owner's internal belief system about why they mm-hmm. are in this business in the first place. Why
right.
they are getting out of bed in the morning and doing this for all those many years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great example.
But the thing is that those are, you know, usually those are very short, and it's a way of an introduction, and very quickly, you know, you're talking to somebody who's telling you about why, you know, what they're going to serve you, and how you're going to benefit from this. And so, to me, the stories, you've got to tell stories in the 21st century, but you also have to make sure that your stories are stories about something that the customer, the prospect, will find interesting and benefit from, which whether it's about you or your product or the industry or whatever.
Right. In the second half of our program, I want to talk about some of the specifics that I want our listeners to know that will make it easy for them to share that story. You know, what goes into that story that makes it work for
mm-hmm.
you, the speaker, and for your client, prospect, customer, on the other side of
right.
the table.
The other and when I talked about publishing earlier, what I'm trying to get people to helping small business owners understand, Karen, is this: it's not enough anymore just to be able to say those words out of your mouth in real time in front of a customer. You've got to be able to leverage the publishing capability, whether it be a YouTube video, whether it be on your blog, whether it be a tweet or whatever. You've got to be able to get those stories out in all these different channels. And that's what I mean when I say being a publisher. Karen, give us your website, please.
My website is my name. It's KarenCortellReisman.com.
R-E-I-S-M-A-N. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.